Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. We're going to lead off with investigative reporter Lee Williams. We're going to do Think, Aim, Fire, but Mr. Keller has other things he needs to be doing right now. So it's just going to be me and Lee, which I, that's never a bad day for me. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. If you only knew. If you only knew. So what's our
well,
about?
Bob is arguing with the county right now. They're having some type of issue. I'm sure it involves the range. People need to know when you build your own range, there's a lot of permitting issues that come to mind, and it's a lot of work, but he'll get through it, and I don't think it's in jeopardy in any way. It's just part of the crap you got to do when you own a rifle range, even in a red state like Florida.
Yeah, I know Florida. Florida's sort of weird because they have you got a red flag or.
Yeah, we do, and they use it, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, anyway, I know we got a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, I wish we didn't, but the Larry Vickers thing is just not going away. You got a lot of comments on it. I've been doing a lot of talking to a lot of different people, and we're kind of the same mind that there's some issues here that were never going to get resolved, obviously, because Larry took a plea. Now, for those of you who aren't following the story, Larry Vickers is a Delta Force veteran, pre-9/11, industry leader, industry innovator, gunsmith, gun maker, firearms instructor, combat veteran. Have I left anything out?
No. Also,
incredible.
He has a lot of signature items out there. He does a lot of collaborating. He's a brand guy.
Oh yeah, I mean Aimpoint Glock, his own brand, Blue Force Gear. Most importantly, he helped design the HK416, which Bob carried into harm's way, as do most of the special operations guys. It's heavy, but it's a piston-driven rifle, and it's reliable as hell. Well, Larry got into some trouble. He got charged by the Justice Department, investigated by the ATF and charged with the Justice Department. And he pled guilty to a 2-count indictment that accused him of illegally importing machine guns and conspiring to violate U.S. sanctions against a Russian arms manufacturer. I wrote a story Monday that shows how he had a couple of small-town chiefs of police, and I do mean small-town. One of the chiefs didn't have any employees. He's a one-man band. And the other one had 7. They wrote sample letters for Larry and a bunch of his cohorts. When a law enforcement agency wants to purchase a fully automatic firearm, maybe have them imported, the chief will write a letter expressing interest. They'll send that to a dealer that can legally sell machine guns. The dealer will take that letter, attach it to an ATF Form 6, and send that to the ATF. Pretty soon they'll get approval to import the firearm. Now, having been in law enforcement, most of the firearms are semi-auto. They're not doing this a lot. I mean, they are getting some machine guns, but it's usually HK, MP5s, or some of their UMPs and some of their other guns. But these guys went a little crazy. They were bringing in, an FNFAL, full auto, select fire.
Right.
MP5s, fully automatic Glock 18s. But the big thing they got, a couple big things, M240B, the belt-fed 7.62 machine gun. and then a FAMAS, which is a select fire French assault rifle in 5.56 that uses AR mags. The FAMAS is just rare. I don't think I've ever seen one other than in photos. Have you?
I've actually held one.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's quite the thing. But I mean, I've never seen one for sale. I've seen one in a warehouse.
Okay. But yeah, so these two chiefs wrote about 150 of these letters, and they got a lot of guns in, and they came down on Larry Hard, and he pleaded guilty, but. Unfortunately, I mean, that was a big deal for the feds, for the ATF, for the Justice Department.
Right.
Because the minute he pled guilty, I mean, all the questions stopped. I mean, if he hadn't pled guilty, prosecutors would be answering some pretty intense questions. And for me, it also raises the questions about the ATF's import branch. I mean, they approved all of these incredibly unusual requests. It begs the question, were they involved in this scheme, too? Or are they just dumber than a box of hair?
Well, you know, during Fast and Furious, you had a lot of agencies that had to cooperate with each other just to make that happen. FBI had to cooperate to pass the background checks. Justice had to do it. Secretary of State had to do it. So it wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, it's... And then, you know, he's charged for violating NFA, National Firearms Act.
Right.
Been around since the 30s. I think I could make a pretty good case now post-Bruin that NFA is not constitutional, that it's unconstitutional. Because nowadays courts are required to assess when they're debating and talking about a Second Amendment constitutional issue,
right?
Whether the firearm regulations, and I'm quoting here, are consistent with the Second Amendment's text and historical understanding.
That's right.
Now, the best way you can do that and pass that test is find a statute from the founders era that's comparable. And there's nothing comparable with NFA. So I could make a good case that NFA is unconstitutional, and I certainly hope that somebody does that sometime soon.
Right. Well, the whole thing I was hoping when the whole pistol brace thing came up, I was hoping that would open the NFA up and trash the whole thing.
Yeah.
I looked at that as the door to it. And so far I haven't seen that, but, you know, day's young.
We got to get some Congress critters on that because it's clearly at least borderline unconstitutional. And then I wrote in a story that I published today, you know, Larry's background is incredible. I mean, Q course, got his Green Beret selection for Delta, passed that, which not a lot of people do.
Right.
Passed his operator training. I mean, went rescued CIA analyst Kurt Muse from a Panamanian jail during Just Cause, got chopped up, got his team. All of them got out, but some of them got wounded. I mean, I think, Bill, that with all of this in his background, don't you think somebody could have just picked up a phone and said, Larry, you better cool it, or you're going to get in some serious trouble?
Yes, you would have thought that would have been something they would have done just out of professional courtesy, wouldn't you? That used to be a thing. Professional courtesy used to be a thing. But the ATF now, they don't do that anymore. I mean, there's a FFL local to me. I have every gun I have ever had shipped to me since I've been in this business has come through this FFL. And the other day, the ATF came down on them for some clerical errors, and he's shut down now.
Oh. Well, and we debunked that Russian thing. I mean, you know, since 2014, the Russians have been... have faced sanctions their small arms industry, and they said, you know, he violated these sanctions. But when you look at it,
I tell you what,
he was talking.
Hold up, right there. I've been so busy listening to you, the clock has kept wrapped up on us. This is investigative reporter Lee Williams. We're talking about what's happening with Larry Vickers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking with Lee Williams, investigative reporter from Second Amendment Foundation, from Armed American News, and from thegunwriter.substack.com. And we were talking about Larry Vickers and the sad plight he finds himself in, and the fact that he's a guy that worked with everybody, probably everybody involved in some way, form, or fashion, and they didn't give him a heads up. They just waited for him to get to a certain point and then popped him.
Yeah, and the thing that can really get him in trouble, I mean, the importing the machine guns, that's got a 5-year max. But he's looking at 20 years in a federal prison for violating Russian sanctions. But, you know, did he? He talked to a Russian arms maker, Kalashnikov concerned. They corresponded a bit. He shot some promotional video for them, and he got a few guns and a couple of gun parts and some consulting fees because they were trying to set up a firm over here.
Right.
American Kalashnikov. So it's not like he was the source and importing AKs straight from Kalashnikov concern. No. I think he got a couple of guns and a couple of parts for one of his guns that had broken. I think it's AN-103. So, I mean, is that violating American sanctions? My opinion, no. I mean, he's talking to a foreign firm. He's not doing business with them. They're talking about establishing the firm over here, which is what Glock did, which is what HK did.
CZ did, yeah.
CZ, yep. You know, so they could have a firm here. That's pretty lame for violating sanctions.
Yeah.
But he did plead guilty, and I think we really need to look at that guilty plea and why he did it. You know, the feds never lose, right?
Right.
I mean, that's the problem. They have unlimited resources. They need more help. They'll just draft 5 more attorneys from the DOJ or 10 more or 50 more, depending on what they want. You're talking a legal defense that would have cost at least 7 figures, from what I'm told, to get off on this. And this thing was investigated by ATF, FBI, IRS, criminal investigations, Homeland Security, Office of the Inspector General, I mean, versus Larry. Okay. I think he pleaded guilty just because he wanted to save his family.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he doesn't have any sort of a record or anything. I mean, I have read, and I'm sure, well, he pled guilty then. See, that's the thing. That's the whole thing that throws the monkey wrench, isn't it? That he pled guilty. Because there's so many little mitigating factors that could have played into it. So either there's something we don't know, or he just, like you said, he's trying to save his family a whole bunch of whatever, and he doesn't want to bankrupt himself as he does this. And I mean, I don't know what
he's
worth.
But he's so well known.
Yeah.
And he's so well known, and he's got such good friends in the industry. I mean, a free Larry campaign and a, you know, GoFundMe site, you know, that could have gone far. I just don't know. We're not in that position, so it's hard for us to know why he did what he did.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, facing down the Justice Department and all of its money and all of its resources, that can't have been an easy decision.
Indeed. That whole part, I don't know. Do you think it seemed well, we're never going to know, are we? Is he out pending right now?
Yeah. And the judge, as of yesterday, had not yet set a sentencing date. But, I mean, dude, he's looking at 25 years in federal prison.
Right.
But, again, putting him behind bars would be a complete miscarriage of justice.
Well, we're talking about the feds, though. We're talking, you know, this is the same regime to put the January 6ers under the jail. We don't even know where they're at for the most cases. There's only a few politicians that actually are getting a look at them. So I don't know. But here's the thing. This is the thing. And that whole importation thing, they have made that such a complex web with all of their little, regulations and rules and laws that they put in place simply to trip up a gun owner, right? Trip up somebody who wants to import a gun, right? If you're going to do that, wouldn't you think that that'd be one of the things that Larry Vickers would know how to dot the I's and cross the T's?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But I go back to what I said earlier about why did ATF's import branch play along for so long? Why didn't anybody there pick up the phone and say, hey, there's no way a one man or a 7-man police department needs suppressive fire.
Right.
They don't need an M240, bro. What the hell are you trying to do here? So I don't know. Either they gave him a lot of rope to hang himself and they targeted him, or they're just dumber than a box of hair. I don't know. I do know that for the DOJ, Larry's background and his high profile, that didn't help. I mean, you know, ATF, man, the bigger the defendant's profile, the more they want them.
Yeah.
They want to be able to say, we got him. He's huge. And, you know, I wouldn't argue that Larry Vickers isn't the godfather of tactical shooting. And in my humble opinion, tactical shooting has impacted, nothing has impacted the shooting community like tactical shooting since the advent of smokeless powder. Right. I mean, it is a big deal. And he helped push that along. And so I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. I hope he does not get prison.
Well, and now he just finished cancer treatment.
Right.
And
right.
So I would think, and he's my age, I think.
He's 60.
Well, he's a little younger than me then.
I mean, what public good would that solve by putting him in prison? Is he a threat to society? No, not at all. Far from it.
Well, we're going to see. We're going to see. I mean, I hope the judge doesn't lose it on this.
That he'll be a convicted felon and never able to own firearms.
Yeah, he's out of business. On the very best thing, if he doesn't get jail time, he's still out of business, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, that's punishment enough.
Yeah.
That's more than he deserves anyway, so. Yeah, we'll see. I'm not holding my breath, but
no.
He does not need to go to prison. If he ends up in prison, that's going to send out a very, very bad message about ATF and the DOJ. So
yeah, but I think if that does happen, I think that will also sort of seal their fate if the right people get in there and start pushing it.
Yeah.
I think if they were to use that example and say, you've got a war hero here, and you put him in jail for on a technicality, you guys have got to.
Yeah.
Hang on. We got the next break coming up. Talk to Lee Williams. You can find his stuff at thegunwriter.substack.com, armedamericannews.com, and saf.org. He is the lone investigative reporter there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The White House is underscoring the pressing need to tackle the epidemic of gun violence in the U.S.
Let's work together to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Let's work together to enact universal background checks.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre addressed the tragic mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, Wednesday night, which claimed the lives of 18, deeming it horrific. The United Auto Workers Union is celebrating a tentative deal reached with Ford. The development could mark the potential end of a strike affecting affecting Detroit's major automakers, which has gone on since September. That tentative agreement with Ford will need ratification from UAW members. Protests at colleges and universities concerning the Israel-Hamas conflict have led to an increased police presence on campuses across the nation. The NYPD has announced the deployment of uniformed officers to all New York City colleges and universities. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're speaking with investigative reporter Lee Williams, talking about Larry Vickers, Vickers Tactical. And you got one more thing on him. Tell me what it is.
I should have mentioned this at the very beginning. These are victimless crimes. Okay.
Right.
Who's the victim of Larry's alleged crimes?
Hmm.
Society? I mean, who did he victimize? Investors? No. Public? No. Was the public put in danger in any way? No. These are two victimless crimes. Not force was not used, firearms were not used. That's the bottom line. That's why that judge better exercise some common sense. Okay, these are basically, I know there's a Latin term for it, but it escapes me. They're victimless crimes. So I hope the judge takes that into consideration and doesn't slam the door on it, man.
Well, that would be nice. I don't know that he's going to do that, though. Which this is in Maryland, right? That's where the charges are coming
out. Yeah. Yeah.
Why is it in Maryland? Isn't he in Virginia or North Carolina?
He's in North Carolina. I think one of the defendants must have lived in Maryland. And if I was the DOJ, I would want that case in a blue state. Right. And there are few that are as blue as Maryland.
Yeah.
You know, he would have got some empathy and some sympathy in North Carolina. So, I don't know. I'm looking for some of the other named defendants. They'll probably flip. They don't want him. They don't want them. They want him. They want Larry. He's got the high profile.
Whatever they're going to do. I mean, it's whatever they do with this. This is going to be one of these things that's going to color them for a very long time, and it's not going to be a good thing. They're going to be painted a target on their backs.
Well, and that leads us into what what I really wanted to talk about with you. I mean, is this a message? Are they going after our leadership? Are they going after people with high profiles, like in the gun community, like yours truly and you?
Well, you know, I don't consider you maybe. I'm not. I'm just a commentator.
You're known. You have a radio show. You talk to billions of people.
Yeah. But I mean, that part of it, if you know, if that's the way they want to go. But I mean, I myself, that's going to be hard to get me because I haven't done anything
yet.
I mean, I have one NFA item, and I have their Form 1 approving it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they're sending a message.
Well, I think they are, too. I think they are, too. But, I mean, whatever the message is, it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Because if the right people, like I said, if, you know, like Fallon decides to go after this and won't let it go, somebody could make a little mileage off of this.
Yeah, I think, you know, Joe Biden and the way he weaponized ATF to go after all these gun dealers, I think this is just part of the plan. They're going after leadership in the gun community. And I don't have any NFA items. I don't have any guns, wink, wink. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there who put themselves out there every day, like, people who run these different pro-gun groups. It's scary. It put a chill in the air.
Sure.
Going after him like that.
Which is, you know, this is typical of a terroristic act. They're trying to alter behaviors by doing something that is not the usual thing. I don't expect any better out of them. I mean, I'm sort of shocked that it didn't come a little sooner, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're seeing a new tactic. I mean, it's all lawfare, and that's just what this is too. But I mean, they won. They got him. He is effectively done.
Right. But do you think he knew what he was doing? I mean,
Yeah, I do. I honestly do.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's the letter of the law and the spirit of the law.
Sure.
And I would argue that he did not violate the spirit of the law when it comes to the Russian sanctions.
I would, constitutionally, I don't think he violated anything. The only problem is that we exist in an extra constitutional time. And you know that, and I know this, and he knows this. And in a extra constitutional time, if you're going to get out there and do something, then you have to do it, and you have to make sure you dot all the I's and cross all the T's.
I know you're right.
Yeah, I mean, Jay Jacobson at Franklin Armory, the reason the binary trigger continues every day when everything else, the bump stocks and the force reset trigger, everything else, all those fall apart is because every time Jay makes a move with the force, with the binary trigger, even if he changes the color, before it ever hits market, he sent letters and he's gotten approval from ATF. And even after they approved something, they approved his other weapons. It was basically, he had this one line of weapons that were short barrels, but they weren't rifled. So you're basically shooting a knuckleball.
And, well, and look at Cody Wilson and how they put him through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're going after, I think this is the my bottom line, they're going after us criminally.
Yes. Yes. Well, I mean, you know, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing with Trump. This is the banana republic.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, say what you want about the guns he selected, as far as those LE letters go.
Right.
But that he was following a legal process. And constitutionally, that shouldn't have even have had to have occurred. You know, we both know that.
Right. So what will have to happen now is that, and, you know, you work for the biggest exponent of going after these guys legally there is, and that being Alan Gottlieb. What needs to happen now is they need to go after that with this in mind, and then once they get that, then they need to file suit and get that expunged if they can.
Well, let's hope. I mean, he does not need to have a criminal record. I've talked to him. I know you've had him on the show probably, and he's just a good guy all around. And we can't just let this end. So I'm not going to. I think this definitely needs to be expunged, and the law needs to be changed.
Right.
And we need to challenge NFA and the sordid crap like NFA. I mean, we're not chasing around Al Capone anymore.
No. Nobody's getting the choppas and shooting up downtown. Well, I mean, they're not using it with choppers anymore in Chicago. Chicago still gets shot up.
Yeah.
But it's a different group doing it nowadays. So, you know how that goes. Anyway, I feel bad for him. And at the same time, the only question I got, Lee, is why did he so quickly plea?
I know.
I hope part of that plea deal is no jail.
God, I mean, I don't have the plea agreement. You don't have the plea agreement. I've got what he signed. I've got the stipulations of fact that he had to sign.
Right.
Admitting what he did wrong. But, it's up to the judge to ultimately say, yeah, you can go home now, or you're going to be a guest of the United States government for a while.
Right.
I hope he does not need to go to prison.
No, he didn't.
Anyway,
I tell you what.
I got two.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
There. Hold on. We're coming up on the last break. You can tell me what you got, and we can go through it when we get back. Lee is an investigative reporter he's just peerless. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, well, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious.
the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Lee Williams, and we're about to go off on another tangent in another direction because we have spoken about Larry Vickers. Now we're moving on. What do you want to? Where were you going, sir?
Well, we got a question in for Thinking and Fire, but it's too good to wait.
Okay.
And I know you'll like it.
Okay.
And it may be one of the best questions that we've ever received. It is from Tanya in Texas. Hmm. And she said, my husband just bought me a Springfield Prodigy rather than the Staccato C2 that I told him I wanted. Should I exchange the gun, the husband, or both?
Well.
Dispense your marital advice. Dispense your marital advice.
Tanya, so here's the deal. I think your husband was trying to find you a gun with like qualities as the Staccato C2 and save money because, you know, you're married and money nowadays is a big thing. Trade the gun. Trade the gun. Keep your husband. Your husband went out and bought you a gun. I mean, there's a lot of redeeming factors to that. He went out and he bought you a gun, and he didn't just buy you any gun. He bought you a 2011 clone, so he obviously respects your ability to shoot. He just, you wanted the Bentley, and he got you the Chevette.
Yeah, I don't know the Prodigy. I mean, I know what it is. I've seen them. I've never fired one. It is eerily similar to the Staccato in the 2011 line.
Well, Joe Chambers of Chambers Custom got a hold of one of those, and he pulled it apart, and he told me I could make it into a Staccato for about $3,700.
You know, here's my advice, Tanya. Buy your own guns.
Yeah.
That way you know you're getting exactly what you want.
That's right.
I mean, my question is, do you allow your husband to buy you shoes?
Yeah.
Pick out shoes for you? I'm guessing probably not. So buy your own gun. Go to the gun store. Take that Prodigy with you and tell him you want to trade it in on the Staccato. You're probably going to have to come up with some extra cash.
Right.
But
your husband bought you a gun. That's a very redeeming factor right there. That's a very redeeming factor. Don't trade the husband just yet. Trade the gun.
Keep the husband. Unless this becomes a pattern.
Yeah, if you get out there and you're like, well, I want to try an Alien Luago, and he brings you home a Jennings.
Yeah, or you want a PPK, and he brings you home a Bursa.
Yeah. Pattern is established. There's nothing like that.
Keep the guy.
Yeah, keep the guy.
Keep the guy.
Keep the guy. His heart's in the right place. Yeah.
What are you seeing there as far as the ammo goes?
Right now, caution.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of caution. Lake City, with what they did, that's So they're suspending 30% of their business, which was going to civilian manufacturers. So the question becomes, were we over capacity right now as it was before Lake City did this? And does this bring us to capacity, or does this take this below capacity? And if they do cut 30%, how much, what is that in rounds? And can the other companies make up for it?
I'm looking at brands of ammunition I've never seen before.
Right.
Scorpio Arms. I mean, off brand.
Right.
Minimum I'm seeing for 5.56 is around 55 cents a round.
Right.
And one of the gun shops here has a 900 round ammo can, everything sealed. Doesn't tell you, or ADI World Class F1. That's the brand, ADI World Class.
Okay.
900 rounds for $540.
A 5.56.
Yeah.
Well, he's...
I know. 9mm, I can still find relatively inexpensive, but 5.56 is just out of control again. I think is a commentary on what's going on internationally, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a couple of things I think at play with Lake City. I think we've given a lot of... what caliber does... we don't use the caliber that the Ukraine uses, do we? I know we do we use the caliber that Israel uses, but Israel's a late entry into this, and they haven't really asked for any sort of aid yet, as far as I know.
Right. I know the Ukraine are using 7.62x39 AKs, and I know they have some ARs over there, too, in 5.56.
Right.
So. But Israel, with they're using ARs and, I'm sorry, M4s and Tabors, both of which are 5.56.
Right.
I don't think we've done an ammo drop for them yet, or maybe we have. Who knows?
Well, I kind of think
they haven't gone in yet.
Yeah, it's almost like they reacted based on a supposition.
Yeah.
That they're going to have to supply that. So, I mean, really, where were we before this happened? I don't know. I'm totally in love with my 300 Blackout, and I've been looking for some ammo to feed that beast. I have some, but I want to replace what I'm going to shoot, you know. And that's pretty pricey. I mean, 68 cents a round for 300 Blackout is the best I've found.
I'm shooting only what I can replace.
Right.
That's the mode I've moved into.
Well, I think I keep 83 magazines loaded at all times. And I think I have about 4,000 rounds and loose. So that's about 6,500 rounds. And I load all of my magazines to 30. I'm not one of these guys that gets out there and says, 28 is the way I'm going to go.
Yeah, no kidding.
I want all 30 of my shots. So I load them all the way. I'm not worried about the springs compressing or anything else, simply because I went through basic training with magazines that were 150 years old. And they still functioned, you know? So.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see. I hope the price does come down. We don't need another ammo scarcity.
No. But as long as Biden is in charge, he's going to do everything he can with this. I'm still waiting to see how this gun violence, this Office of Gun Violence Prevention works out, what they actually try to do or recommend or whatever. Not that it's...
Yeah, that would be the one that our tax dollars are paying for?
Yeah. But he's paying for, I guess they're paying for it out of the executive branch. They probably have a whole lot of money left over because he's always gone. So when he takes off, their whole staff gets to take the day off. They're saving a lot of money at the White House.
Yeah, not bad for a part-time job.
Yeah. I've always looked at anybody who wants to be president, and I've said to myself, to a degree, this person is a sociopathic egomaniac, right?
Right.
I think that's what it takes. But then you got Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's just like, you know, I want to go to the beach house, and I want my soft serve on my sugar cone, and leave me alone. And I've heard all these things about him going to work and calling it a day at 9 a.m., all this other stuff. I mean, he's an old man. I get it. All right. But, I guess they can afford to pay for that out of all of the saved wages from the servants that they send home when he when he goes wherever it is he goes. Don't know. I don't know. I had something happen in the last few minutes, just so you'll know. I've had this issue shooting Glocks since I had open heart surgery. And my friend whose range I use to shoot video on, he just was watching my hands the other day as I was shooting, and he goes, "Bill, you're shooting that like you shoot your 2011s. I said, "I know." He said, "Take your finger, put your trigger finger in a little deeper into the on the trigger. Go towards your joint." And my problem with the Glock was low left, and I do that, and I'm center mass punching a dime sized hole.
Nice.
Yeah. So got my Glock mojo back finally, which is good. My thing with staccato right now, staccato would be my carry gun, except I don't have enough material support to go take a class with it. Because I want a lot of mags. I need a lot of mags to do this.
And well, I'm up to seven.
Yeah.
I'm up to seven.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to go.
Yeah. See, the mags I have for the C2 are the older competition mags. I need more of the new ones. And I'm just waiting until next year for all of that to come about. And then we'll see. But for right now, I've got so much Glock stuff that right now my C2s, my CS, my C2, they're just sitting there nice and secure waiting on me to come back. And
well, make sure you get the black mags now for out of the new ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, we're running out of time, so check out Lee at thegunwriter.substack.com, at armedamericannews.com, and as the lone investigative reporter at saf.org. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
I can't believe it's an hour. I already flew right by.
Well, you're the one.
You take care of it. It was my pleasure.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.